Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, James. It's Samantha Hayes again, calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you?
I'm okay, Samantha. How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay, so I actually cracked this mystery that we both were confused about. It was really confusing. So I figured it out. I had this discussion, a detailed discussion with Ella and Janice. Apparently, let's start from the beginning because that's how I understood, okay? So I'm going to take you right back when you made the initial payment, okay? That was for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the total amount for the initial contract was $2,000. You with me?
Yes, sort of, yes.
Yeah, so out of the $2,000, you paid $1,000 upfront, and $1,000 was the remaining installment that you were supposed to pay later, correct?
Right.
Right, and then Janice had a word with you and Ella in regards to the copyrights and the ISBN package, and the total amount for that was $1,549. Please write it down somewhere so you don't get confused. I also wrote it down just to make sure that I understand this correctly. So, if you look at the total amount now, it is going to be $1,000 from the remaining contract, you know, the initial payment, and $1,549 for the copyrights amount. Now, if I go back to the message that was sent to you on the 24th from Ella, in which she was saying, Janice talked to you about getting ISBN and copyrights, which was $1,549. This was the amount for the copyrights bundle. Your original package was $2,000 and only $1,000 was paid upfront out of it. We just discussed that. Your second payment of $1,000 was received when you agreed to move forward with the ISBN and copyrights. Okay, I believe when you spoke to Janice in regards to the copyright amount, that was $1,549, you told her to send you a link of $1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that $1,000 was from the copyright amount, which was $1,549. Now, that means there is a remaining of $1,000 from the initial package and $549 from the copyrights package. You with me?
How much do you have me as paying up to this point?
Okay. Let me get back to that. Now, when they were talking about a voucher of $400 or $200, that actually meant
No. How much do you have me as having paid to you?
The total payment.
Yes.
The total payment that you've made so far is for $2,000.
Right.
Okay. That means that the amount for the copyrights, which was $1,549, was not paid. Bottom line, Janice gave you a discount, which means that if you'll be paying a one-shot amount, you will only have to pay $1,149. If you're going to pay one all at once, you will only be paying $1,149. That's it. Instead of $1,549. That was the remaining amount that you were supposed to pay. So if you say that, you know what, I want to clear out all the dues right now, so you just have to make a one-shot payment, which will be a total of $1,149. But if you decide that you want to break the payment into installments, then the applicable amount is going to be $1,349 divided by 2, which is $675.
Can we do this? Can we just stop? Can we? One of the things that I had an opportunity to do, Ella sent me a copy of what they had accomplished on the book at
mm-hmm.
this point. I could have taken Grammarly and done the exact same thing that was done. I submitted a document. I submitted a manuscript of 3,000. I think it was 3,200 words.
Mm-hmm.
I get back a document of 132 pages. That's not a book. That's a booklet. And I submitted my manuscript in the beginning, and it explained everything, strengths, weaknesses, and how to restructure. But I loved exactly what it was that they said up front. I immediately sent $1,000. I have not received absolutely nothing even close to that. 2 weeks ago, if you go back and look at the documentation, I got a document that says it's going to be about 45 days before anything happens. All of
okay,
a sudden, I get
can
a,
you,
I get
I'm
a,
sorry. I'm sorry document. I'm interrupting you. James, can you please refer me to that message which says that it's going to take 45 days? Which date was that message sent to you?
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can pull this up. At the end of this conversation, regardless of what the end result is, at the end of this conversation, I want us to do one thing. Please do not, under any circumstances, publish, print, or do anything with that manuscript that I sent you. It just everything just has to stop. And I as much as at this age and stage, as much as I need the money that I have. If I don't get it back, I don't care anymore because basically what, like I said, I have done this four different publishers have never never had this. Thank you for getting back to me. However, we will have to get your ISBN and copyright sorted. So how would you want to move with completing this within 45 to 55 days? This is from Ella on the 27th.
25th?
I'm sorry?
What was the date again?
The 27th.
Okay, 27th. Let me go back to that.
At the end of this conversation, I want to be comfortable in thinking, knowing that I don't have to worry about the reason that I looked for a new publisher after I submitted my last document. The reason I submitted it was because somehow or other, that publisher allowed someone to get into Amazon to change the introduction of the book from African American Black history to Native American Sioux Indian.
Okay.
And that was what was put out there on Amazon. All of a sudden, a book that was selling, it just absolutely totally stopped. And
Okay, James, I found the message that says that it's going to take 45 to within. It says that completing within 45 to 55 days. And please start the days count from 20th of this month. Okay, I see that message. However, Janice came in the middle, and that's when they expedited it. So the reason why she delivered you the manuscripts, these are still raw manuscripts. These are not finalized. They're just saying that they have completed the edits. Now, you were referring to something regarding the editing process. You said that this could be easily done on Grammarly as well. If you go back to your own message on the 28th of Feb, there was an editorial review report sent to you. Let me explain to you the editing process that we follow. It works in three phases. Phase one is the evaluation, in which we send the customer editorial review report. That is not done by any automated system or any Grammarly or any kind of software, okay? So the editorial report that is sent to you, it's sent by people, editors, who read your book and who felt that there were some areas of improvement
that
they highlight.
I fell in love with that person because that person articulated exactly what it was that I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the reason why immediately I joined your program.
Mm-hmm.
You have a copy of the document that was
mm-hmm.
sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
That when I read that document, I said I have finally found a home.
Mm-hmm.
Because that document, the person that edited that manuscript in the beginning, the person that edited it, articulated exactly what it was that I was trying to explain.
But
and all
Steve,
of a sudden,
I'm confused. See, the first evaluation that is sent to you, the second phase consists of all the implementation from the same report, and that is what was implemented physically on the manuscript that was delivered to you. So I'm confused. What exactly is the issue here?
What happened with the editing that was recently sent to me was I was called and asked the first editing there was something in the first editing that started to add a different area of history, and I said I need you to understand, and this also was articulated in the initial editorial. I said I need you to understand. My readers do not like to read long documentation.
Mm-hmm.
After I said that, I realized that what I had said might have, and ultimately it wound up confusing. It appears that it wound up confusing Janice, because all of a sudden there was a whole bunch of I could sense and feel that there was a totally different movement. And please don't. Can we just stop? Can we just stop?
Can we just not go further? We can surely stop. Yes, but
okay.
your manuscript has been completed from our end. It's the final phase. We just need one more feedback or revision from your end so we can go back and fix the file. I still do not understand. It's the same team that provided you the editorial report. Let's look at the manuscript. I'm opening that on my end. Highlight it to me so I can record this call. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying that I got the manuscript opened up, the final file that Ella has sent you. That is not actually final. We are still waiting for your accumulative feedback on that file. So I'm looking at that file. Can you highlight some of the things that are problematic? Because as far as I know, it's the same editor, it's the same team who provided you the editorial report, and they are the ones who worked on minimal changes that they highlighted in the editorial report. That's what they did on the manuscript. So what exactly went wrong here? I still don't understand. Point it out to me. Let me open that up and read it out so I understand what exactly is the problem with the edits.
Hold on a second. Let me pull up. No matter what happens at the end of this process, at the end of this phone call, please do not, under any circumstances, I don't care what you do after that. I can't afford to lose the money. I don't care. I do not want, under any circumstances, this is the last book that I am going to be. I'm 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last African American history book that I'm going to be able to write, and
mm-hmm.
and I clearly understand that. But under no circumstances do I want this to go forward the way that
of
it is.
Of course, it's not going to go forward. Who said that we are publishing this, James? You don't need to be worked up about that. I'm telling you that nothing will move forward until and unless we have your final approval. Let me give you the next steps as well. For instance, if we are to continue from here, these manuscripts or this draft that was sent to you on the 1st of March by Ella, this is the rough draft of the final version. That means it's not finalized. On this, you were supposed to provide your feedback. Then we were supposed to send you another round of the manuscript. Once we send that to you, you were supposed to go ahead and review that one more time. And then in the third attempt, we would have sent you the preview links of the book. And that was supposed to be reviewed by you as well. So in other words, I'm saying that after this file, there are three more rounds of revisions to be done on the manuscript.
Can I read this to you?
Yes, go ahead.
This book is highly captivating and inspirational. It has the potential to intrigue readers with its unique storyline. It highlights the true history of Africans, their struggles, and how things changed for them. The book shares detailed information and past events that can surprise readers as they will enjoy learning more about the history of black people.
Mm-hmm.
The brief overview of events given at the beginning of the book captures the reader's attention and pushes them to keep turning the pages to expand their knowledge. The
mm-hmm.
book, however, can be better articulated the story to the readers after it is polished, thoroughly edited, reworked, and formatted.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That in when I read that, my heart started to jump because I said, okay, finally somebody can go beyond what I can do. And they have now said what it is that needed to be done. The manuscript specifically needs to be improved with respect to grammar, sentence, and structure, plot changes, spelling, syntax, and tenses. The details go, the strengths and the weaknesses. And I am telling you, once I read that and it showed everything that was necessary, recommendations. Editing and proofreading are extensively required for this book, along with line editing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get a call that says, how do you want me to do this? I depend upon the person that took my work, that edited it, and said, this is what needs, because if I knew what should have been done to make my book better, I wouldn't have had to come to you.
Exactly.
All I have to do is find somebody to publish it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
to print it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All I'm saying is this: the editing services recommendations, general proofreading, editing of the book, spelling, grammar, da da da, some sentences. And this is one of the things that I seriously have a problem with: is some sentences are paragraph length. I have a tendency of run on, and
mm-hmm.
and I have been doing this. As a matter of fact, I have had absolutely no creative writing courses in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So just all of a sudden, I decided I wanted to write on black history,
mm-hmm.
and I expect I have had some to help me along the way to make it better,
mm-hmm.
and I'm telling you this. editorial review report was the thing that said no, go with what the pen went.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing that told me, and I
mm-hmm.
expected at that particular point to
mm-hmm.
because you had my document, 3,000 word document, you
mm-hmm.
had my document to then do what this particular person that had looked at the document and said what was necessary to improve it, because if I knew what it was that they said, then why would I have to have anybody else correct it and review it? You reviewed it. You said what was necessary to present a document that would be marketable, and I thought I was home free. And the only thing that I got after that was, oh, and you need to pay this amount. Oh, we're not going to be able to give you that discount. It's going to cost you this amount. And I'm saying, can you send me something? Can you send me a hard copy document, some type of something that says what I signed on for, what I have paid, what I owe, and when can the document be ready? Can't get that. Have not gotten that. The only thing that I get is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change your 44% to 20%. Oh, no, I think I've changed it to 13%. And instead of you getting the $13.99, you're going to get the $12.24. Maybe if you pay it in two payments, I will change it to $16.90 or, no, maybe $19.10. That's what I have been getting. I have not a clue. And I kept saying, I have said over and over and over in my emails, I'm not sure what it is that you're telling me. If you send me, if you give me a statement as to how much it is, based on the fact that I am paying you out of my survival money, I might not be able to send it all to you right now. I will send you half of it now, and I will send you the other half in 15 days. That was the only caveat that I had. I just needed to know what the figures were, and the figures kept changing. The figures kept changing. It had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with me. When I gave you my manuscript after the evaluation from the editorial review report, when I gave you my manuscript, I gave you my baby and I walked away from it because y'all were supposed to do what was necessary to make it marketable,
absolutely
readable. And the only thing that I was trying to convey in that conversation with, it wasn't even Ella, it was Janice. That conversation with Janice was to say, you have to understand, I have people that do not like to read a whole lot. And if you do expansive, some people just like to do, I find myself doing that, expansive explanation. As a matter of fact, everybody that I passed, friends that I gave the book to, the one thing that they kept saying is, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of stuff to read. And I when I got your editorial response, it sounded like you all had figured it out. And I was so tickled because I had sent you home. I could have gone back to the publisher that put out my last book. But I chose y'all. The only thing that I want to be able to leave this conversation with is, one, this deal is done, and that I don't have to worry about somebody telling me that they published it or whatever or whatever. That my manuscript and my book is mine. I can do whatever it is that I want. I am just finished with it. There's nothing else that I can do. First off, and one of the things you have to understand, there is absolutely nothing that will give me, you're supposed to at the very least have minimal confidence in the person that you are or organization that you're dealing with that is going to take care of you in good faith. I don't have that. I don't have that. I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue half of the time in the conversations that we have and the emails that I have been sent, the understanding that I ultimately walk away from it with. And so as a result of that, I cannot understand why we would even think that it makes sense to go forward.
Okay, James. Just give me a quick moment. Sorry about that. Okay, so Bottom line, what exactly do you want me to do? Because, again, you know what I understand from this entire situation? I don't think that it's the edits that's the major problem. It's just because of that back and forth with Janice and Ella that the amount kept changing. That's what's frustrating you, because nobody was upfront to you. Nobody told you that this is the exact amount that you need to pay, especially with the voucher discounts. Even I got confused, as I told you on our previous call, you know. And I truly apologize for this inconvenience, James. I didn't mean for this to happen. Bottom line, there are two ways of moving forward from here, okay? Because I'll be very honest with you, James. I don't want to lose you. And you actually are synchronizing with the team that sent you the editorial report. So I think that there's a way that you can move forward with this, okay?
I don't have the confidence that at the end of this process, the very first time that I decided I wanted to write a book, the very first book that I wrote was called A Curse of Willie Lynch. And I wrote the book, and the publisher was out of Canada. Those people helped me. They clearly understood that that was my first book. I was a novice. They walked me through the whole process. Mm-hmm. And that was the reason why I'm still writing books, because those people, and what they did is they sold the company to they sold the company out of Canada to a company in the U.S. When I then said, you know, I need to expand on the first book. I start to do the second book. And there's a young man that the only thing he's interested in is, oh, no, that's enough words. You don't need to, no, but that's the whole, I can get this out for you in a couple of days. That's the only thing. And he took a document that was supposed to be a book, and when it was finally called, 89 pages. That's totally. He had absolutely no interest in anything other than getting paid and getting the book published. Getting paid, really. And it wound up being, I was so embarrassed when that, as a matter of fact, you don't even see it out there. I moved on to another publisher, and that publisher did good. The third book that I put out was really good, and I have gotten returns on it that have been fine. And so I moved on to the fourth and fifth book, and I was comfortable with that publishing group until they allowed someone to totally destroy it because it was an African, and as I don't know whether you're aware of it right now. The whole world is upset right now because African American Black history is a thing that nobody wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The book that I'm writing is about something that nobody wants to talk about. And the only thing that I am not going to do is I am not going to take my last attempt. And because I'm sick as a dog, and I have cancer, lung cancer. I was just proud that I was able
I'm
to
so
finish.
Sorry to hear that.
I am not going to allow somebody to take my last attempt. The only thing that I can do, and just throw it out there and trash it.
No, of course not. Of course not. That is not the idea over here. As I told you, this is still a rough manuscript. Nothing is going to be published without your authorization.
I cannot do anything to improve that manuscript. I wrote it. I can't do anything to it.
You don't need to do that. You just need to review the manuscript and let us know if you agree with the changes that were made in the manuscript or not. They are all according to the editorial report. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I reviewed the manuscript that was sent to me, and it was real. It was as I was reviewing it after you and I got off the phone. It was easy to review because it was exactly what it was that I had submitted. It was exactly what it was that I had submitted.
It is exactly what you submitted. That's what you're saying?
Except for the grammar, whatever my Grammarly program didn't catch. What that was the thing that was corrected. But as far as going into that document, making the necessary adjustments and corrections as was requested in your editorial review, that was not done. That was not done. It was easy for me to review it because it was pretty much basically what it was that I had submitted.
Okay.
And not only that, they took a 3,000-page document that I submitted that was 200 and some pages, and now it's down to 132 pages. It's a booklet. It's a booklet. It's not a book.
Wait a minute. I'm pulling up the initial documentation that you sent in. Let's compare that because I clearly do not understand what exactly is the problem with the manuscript that was submitted to you now. So I'm going to pull up the original manuscript and see what you're talking about. Stay with me on the line.
And I have, in all of the publishers that I've dealt with, I have never had to pay a separate copyright and ISBNC. Never. Especially one for $1,500. And every publisher that I have dealt with, I could go to their business page, my business page, and see exactly the number of books printed, the number of books sold, any additional cost to me. I can pull that up. I can't pull up anything but Ella and Tanner. Email. Don't have a clue. And even worse, if we agreed that I was going to pay you to pay you right now, if I pulled up the your business page for payment, my malware program will not allow that program to come up on my computer. Will not. The whole screen turned red. And what I had to do was I had to go to my iPad in order for me to pull up the payment page because my computer, my malware program would not allow that. It just loses its mind. And I never could figure it. All I know is that was strange. And the only way that I've been able to pay you is I've got to go on my iPad. And I do everything from my PC.
Thank you very much for being online, James. Are you there?
Sure, I'm still here.
Yes, I have just pulled up your original manuscript, and I'm looking at the comparison file along with the draft that was sent to you as the completed draft. You are actually right in a certain manner. Let me explain what happened here. The team has only done a proofread or a compliance check on your manuscript. The content was not developed at all because there's barely an addition of 300 words on the draft or manuscript that we have sent to you. So this is like the first step after the evaluation report. They have just sent you a compliance check after putting it in a formatted version. So this cannot be the completed or finalized version. I apologize for that. And Ella did not understand, or I don't know why she said that the editing of your book has been completed, but that is certainly not the case.
So you understand, even
yes.
though I really understand your attempt, it's an honest business attempt to want to go forward with the project. When you understand what it was that you just said, what it was that you just read, and what it was that I was explaining to you, why
yes.
I had lost my
yes. Yes, now I understand what exactly you're talking about, because there is no way that a manuscript that is going to be developed completely, and initially you were given a timeline of 45 to 50 days, and then all of a sudden after, 10 days, you just received, 3 to 4 days, I guess, you just received
yes.
a complete draft. That doesn't make any sense. So I can actually clearly see where you're coming from, and I truly apologize for this. This is a huge misunderstanding and confusion, and I'm not going to sugarcoat this or anything. I think that a major role that was played in this entire confusion was by your project manager. She should have been more clear with you in terms of the process, in terms of what exactly she's sending you.
But the project manager is DeSalva?
Ella James.
I thought DeSalva was the project manager.
He was the project manager initially, but then Ella James took over, right? So you've been communicating with Ella James after that.
Right. I have been communicating. I never could understand why it was, because Ella never introduced herself to me, to the best of my knowledge, as the project manager replacing DeSalva.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that she was from finance,
mm-hmm.
from the collections.
Oh, okay.
Because the only thing that Ella and I talked about with any relevance was, you need to send me some more money.
Payments, yes. I see that.
You need to send me some more money. Right. And one of the things that I am praying at the end of this process,
mm-hmm.
that as opposed to y'all doing anything negative to Ella, that y'all take Ella off to the side and retrain her so that she knows exactly what it is. That y'all please, under no circumstances, do anything to any of these folks that I have had to deal with.
Why would you protect her? Because she's the person, who caused all this misunderstanding, talking to you consistently about the amount.
Everybody
this is not
has
fair
to have
you.
But
everybody
James,
this is absolutely wrong. This is not fair to you. I mean, just due to this negligence and the intolerable behavior that was done from her end, this could have gotten worse, you know? And this is the reason why you're so much frustrated. It was a very simple process. It's not that difficult to understand. I mean, if she would have just told you that this is what's happening, you know, it's just a compliance check that has been done. Nothing is completed here. No editing has been completed here. The process is still pending, and there's a long way to go, to be very honest with you. So why would she do that? And I think that she should face some real consequences for that, James. You don't need to protect her.
I I am hoping and praying that at the end of this process that she still can support herself and her family, and that our dealing has not caused anything to create a situation.
You're a good person, James. You're a good person, and I truly appreciate that. But lessons need to be learned, you know. It can happen again and again. And if she doesn't learn her lesson, then this is going to continue on and on, you know. Who knows?
Okay, but this is the first notification that your organization will have gotten that Ella needs to be retrained. Because
right.
I would suggest that the reason that you hired Ella was because Ella demonstrated certain skills and abilities that would have added to the organization, and
yes.
Somehow or other this thing got sideways and she didn't know how to get out of it.
Yes.
And all I'm saying is my heart would hurt, and I would be really, really, really sad if I were responsible for Ella and her family having financial challenges because of this. If there's any way that we can just quietly just go away with this, then please do. I still say there is. I used to be a manager. I managed
mm-hmm.
Projects for the district government.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I came away from that process with understanding Ella and that whole mindset and my responsibility
mm-hmm.
as a manager. And all I am saying is people make mistakes. And
mm-hmm.
and part of the reason that people make mistakes in some instances is because the organization didn't necessarily prepare them for
mm-hmm.
that which they made the mistake in. I am all I'm saying. You have to forgive me. I live by myself. I have a tendency, my kids said, that I have diarrhea of the mouth. I don't know when to stop talking.
Okay,
all I'm saying
no,
is,
you're fine.
If there's anything that we can resolve this in
mm-hmm.
whatever way that we need to resolve this,
mm-hmm.
I am begging that Ella and Janice do not become victims of this book, because this was not the purpose of me coming to Penguin, and
mm-hmm.
this is not how I would like to ever think in terms of, yeah, well, the book is printed and it's doing good, but, you know, I had to get Ella.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to deal with it.
Okay, James. Since you're insisting so much, I will make sure to tell my management regarding this. And, in fact, I'm going to play this recording in front of them as well, just so that they are lenient on Ella. But let me tell you this. She will definitely be removed from your project. So here is the plan of action.
I don't have any problems with that. I am just saying, as it stands right now,
mm-hmm.
as it stands right now, this has to stop. I have no confidence. I can't sleep. I honest to goodness, you cannot imagine what it was like for me. I am happy. I had wrote a book called The Emancipation. It,
mm-hmm.
What I have been doing is I have been taking Black history from the initial arrival of African slaves to
mm-hmm.
today,
mm-hmm.
and explaining events and how they impacted and how they currently have impacted. The mayor of Chicago just lost her race.
Mm-hmm.
I can explain how the mayor of Chicago in 1954
mm-hmm.
created a situation that caused the mayor of Chicago in 2023 to lose her reelection.
Wow. Okay.
By social engineering,
mm-hmm.
they created a situation where there's a whole bunch of Black folk in Chicago that are killing each other because of social engineering that took place in Chicago in 1954, because Chicago was a totally integrated city
mm-hmm.
in 1954, and white folks said, I don't want this to continue. And they figured out a way
mm-hmm.
to isolate Black folk in Chicago
mm-hmm.
into a small area. And
the after they got them isolated with a honey trap, after they got them isolated, then they what they did is they left them. They just walked away and just left them to survive on their own. And when the laws finally caused them to have to tear down the housing situation that they had created, mm-hmm. those people had to move to South Chicago. And those are the people that, as a result of that, in 1954, those are the people that are killing each other in South Chicago right now. As a matter of fact, the mayor of Chicago lost her bid. All
oh
I'm saying
God.
Is that was all that I was trying to explain to folks. I just mm-hmm. needed help. And once I got the editorial review, it mm-hmm. sounded like whoever it was that read it understood exactly what it mm-hmm. was that I was trying to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get this.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm very sorry for this entire inconvenience. To be very honest, James, I'm truly embarrassed, you know, to be talking to you. I don't know what to say at this point of time. I just want to fix this, James, and I'm not going to ask you, I'm not going to sugarcoat this or wrap it up or anything like that. I'm just going to ask you up front and transparently. I only need one chance from your end to make this better. That's it. If it doesn't work, then I'm giving you my word. I will process the refund, and then, you know, we can part ways in a very civilized manner. All right? It's
how
not
long?
About the money or anything.
How long do you need?
Okay.
Do you need?
Okay, you don't need to provide your feedback on the last draft. The first thing that I'm doing is changing your project manager. Second thing that I'll do is have a meeting with the team, get the estimated timeline for the developmental editing, and I shall call you back tomorrow to give you the exact deadline. Okay?
Okay, that'll be fine. I just need to know exactly what it is
mm-hmm.
that I am understanding.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, I had to make a choice
mm-hmm.
between paying the electric, huge electric, because my house is all
mm-hmm.
electric, the huge electric bill, or paying the total amount of the request that y'all had. That's
mm-hmm.
the reason why I said I would send you half.
Mm-hmm. Forget about
the
payments now. We don't want to talk about the payments, okay? That's going to come later. Even if you decide to go with that, otherwise you can take care of it on your own. I'm not talking about the payment at all. I'm talking about
okay.
the project at this point of time, okay?
Okay.
So let's focus
on
that.
I'll wait to hear from you tomorrow, and we would at that time get a sense of a timeline of something to that we can agree to that
exactly.
will make sense to me.
Exactly, exactly.
I thoroughly believe that Penguin, because everything that I read about it says that Penguin, which would have been a good source and choice for me,
mm-hmm.
and I somewhere in the pit of my stomach, I believe that, but I am telling you, I have lost my share of money dealing with
mm-hmm.
this book publication stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you what I see.
I understand where
okay.
you're coming from, and the impression that you got in the first attempt, I am going to prove that to you in actions. I don't believe in words, James. I believe in actions. So let me do something for you, and all I need you to do is allow me to show you something. You know, just give me one chance to prove this to you, and if it doesn't work, we're going to drop the entire project. I'm not a person who forces or persuades someone. Understand where I'm coming from. The only thing that matters to me right now is your satisfaction, because you've come to us for a reason, and I want
to
uphold that.
I have agreed to that.
Yes,
I have agreed saying that you are going to, first off, you're going to absorb all of this that we have discussed today, and
mm-hmm.
somewhere tomorrow you're going to get back to me to say
yes.
this is the timeline to review what it is that we need to do, whatever.
Correct.
Am
correct.
I correct?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And we're not talking about any payment, any amount whatsoever at this point of time. We're only focusing on the completion of the project. So let me get back to you tomorrow, and I will be back with a solid plan. That way it's going to make your, you know, it's going to facilitate you and help you to make a better decision about the project overall, okay?
I agree with her, mm-hmm. and I will be waiting to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm.
If you find that tomorrow, I have gotten most of what I need together, but I need one more day so that I can have everything that I need, just email me.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. That sounds good to me.
I am moving. I want you to understand the product, but I need, because in order for me to give you a complete answer, I need this amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Thank you so much for this conversation, James. And I apologize for, once again, on behalf of our representative. And let's talk tomorrow, okay?
Okay. I will be looking forward to it. And thank you so much for being so patient with me.
No worries. Thank you so much once again. You're a great person, James. It's just a situation that has gotten you frustrated, so I understand where you're coming from. So let's get this resolved and move on, because I know how frustrating it can be.
Okay. I'll be expecting to hear from you tomorrow so that we'll know what we're looking at going forward.
Of course. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.
Sure. Bye-bye.